There's a malacha on Shabbos that comes up and is called the malacha of Lush. Who knows what Lush is? How do you define the word Lush?
Needing?
What?
Needing?
The Hebrew term is Lisha, Lush.
Needing? Is it in a sentence?
Lamed Shin. Use it in a sentence? What? Aser Lalush B'Shabbos. What?
Needing.
Kneading. So where do you knead, classically, everybody say?
Challah dough.
So for you to make challah on Shabbos would be a serious violation. Probably not going to happen so often, right? Because you're not going to bake either, because that would be a malacha of oifa. But there is an isser on Shabbos to do anything similar to the kneading process, and that's one of the lamites malachas. So the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, throughout the Masechta in different areas, has a fundamental machlokes tanoim between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokes tanoim Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is where exactly is the malacha of kneading. So you guys all think, and I would think also, that kneading, you have like a picture of a dough, and you start kneading it together. You take flour, you mix it with water, and you mix it up, and you start making it into a solid mass. Right? So that is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, that the malacha of kneading is mishas gibul be'elach. That's what you call the kneading process when you're really in it, in the sugyas, you know? You're being megabel. But that's not the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion, listen to this, Rabbi Yisai, that already at Shas Nesinas Hamayim, when you mix the liquid into the flour, or whatever the receiving entity is, that's going to become one mass in the kneading process, already at that point in time, you already violated the malacha of Lisha. So Rabbi Yisai, that's going to have big nafkaminas. We're going to now have to figure out and differentiate, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Nesinas Hamayim is not necessarily the problem. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's only once you become active in the Gibel process, and will tell you that there might be situations that it's going to be permissible, that you're going to have to find out, where do I put the shot clock? Where do I put the situation where it's going to be usher? At what point in time is going to be usher? We're going to have ramifications. So before we discuss the heterim and how we could do it in a mutter way, we have to now first figure out where it's usher. So it's a machlekes in the Gemara. The problem is it's a machlekes in the Rishonim had a paskin as well. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rebbe, or do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Rov Rishonim are of the opinion that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the malacha of Lisha, of kneading, is like you classically understand, is the gibel, is the mixing up, is the actual classic kneading. But so what other halacha does kneading come up?
Baking.
What?
Baking.
What? Okay. What halacha? Good. What halacha?
Hafrashas
challah. Exactly, baking. Hafrashas challah. Chazal tell us, when you chayev to be mafresh challah, there's halacha l'maaser. So whenever your wives or your mothers are going to be baking a significant amount of dough, and even if it's not challah, Rabbi say, even if it's not challah, if it's cakes and cookies, that's also chayev and hafrashas challah. Okay? If you're not mafresh challah from that piece of, from that dough, and it's a significant amount, Rabbi say, that's treif.
What's a significant amount?
5 pounds.
2.2 pounds without a bracha, 5 pounds with a bracha. That's the psak of Rav Hankin, and that's the minik. Okay? So just, well, maybe we'll have down the road a shir on hafrashas challah when you're chayv, when you're not. But that's important to know, because that could have serious ramifications in your kitchen. So Rabbi Isai, so we have a machlokes had a paskin. We have a machlokes had a paskin. Now what's fascinating about this malacha is that the Gemara discusses that if you do it in an indirect manner, potentially that could create some leniencies. Why is that fascinating, Rabbi Yosei? Who knows why that's fascinating? If I walk over to that light switch on Shabbos, and I turn it on with my elbow, what's the halacha? What did I just violate? Mavir. I violated Mavir. Did I violate Mavir d'Oraisa?
No.
I violated Mavir d'Rabbanan. Why? Because I did it what? I did it k'la'achriyat. I did it with a shina. Exactly. So every malacha d'oraisa that's done and carried out in a dirabonon fashion, in a kalachar yad indirect fashion, is not mutter. It's all asa dirabonon. It's what Chazal says, pater avar asar. Kalachar yad, you don't bring a carbon chattis, the Gemara says. But still asar, it's pater. But pater is not the same thing as mutter. Pater and mutter are not synonymous. Pater means pater from carbon. Pater means we won't kill you. But it's still asar. So, how is it that suddenly when it comes to Lisha, one really has to ask themselves that suddenly a Shinoi is going to create it to be Mutter? That's really fascinating. You're an exception to the rule when it comes to Lisha. Now, I didn't discuss to you what the indirect fashions are and how we're going to carry that out. I'm just telling you why it's relevant to know where the malacha is, so that we know where to apply the shinoi. But that also needs explanation. Why suddenly in the malacha Elisha did all the rules change? Suddenly you're telling me, you do a shinoi, it's heter gomer. How's that possible? And we'll see. The Gemara suggests to do a shinoi. So that needs explanation. So let's go back to where is the malacha. So we said there's a machlekes rishonim, most rishonim paskin, that the critical point of time for Elisha will be at the time that you're going to need it, and therefore those Rishonim are going to say, as long as you have that shinoi and you have that indirect manner and that indirect fashion at the time of Lisha, that will be sufficient. However, Shulchan Aruch does paskin like the Trumas Hadeshen, that the Trumas Hadeshen says we should be Choshesh in many situations, like the opinion of Rebbe, that Shas Nesinas Hamayim is going to be Usher. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, if Shas Nesinas Hamayim is going to be Usher, so then you pretty much can't even start anything, because you can't pour. Good luck kneading with just flour. You need some liquid in order to get some solid mass over here. So Rabbi Isai, the Gemara introduces two types of batters when it comes to the Malacha of Lisha. Anyone could guess what they are? If you've ever been in the... Anyone here cook? Ethan, you cook?
I dabble.
Yeah?
I try.
If you compare yourself to me, you probably are like a chef. But so what two types of batters are there in the kitchen?
Parv.
A thick and sweet
batter. There's parv, that's true. That's probably three milky splashics. But let's save that for the year or day this year.
Sweet batter.
Cake batter.
Who just said that? Jeremy. He's not only in the riff, he's also in the kitchen. It's thick and thin. There's a thick batter, a solid mass, and there's a thin batter. Jeremy, if I want to very simply explain to a third grader how do you differentiate between a thick batter and a thin batter, what are you going to tell a third grader to do?
Watch it.
What are you going to tell, if you don't mind making a mess, what are you going to tell the third grader to do?
Pour it out.
Pour it out. flip over the pot. How is this batter going to come out? Is it going to plop? Or is it going to drip? That is the distinction between a thick batter and a thin batter. Something that pours is a thin batter. Something that's going to plop is a thick batter. Now, a thick batter is an issue de oraisa. Okay? A thin batter would be an issue de rabbana. Why do I care? Listen up. When it comes to a thin batter, the Gemara suggests that I could even have a shinui at the first stage of Lisha in Rebbe's world. Again, who's Rebbe? Rebbe holds the Malach of Lisha is when? Right at the outset. The Sinas Amayim. However, the Gemara introduces a shinoi. What's the shinoi? In the thin batter. What's the shinoi? Switch the order that you normally put things in. Means if I usually put the flour in the cup or the whatever the item that's receiving the mayim in the cup and then I pour the water, right? Now I do the opposite. And if I usually do the water first, so then I put the other thing first. Be Mishana the Seder. That counts as a shinoi. If, don't forget this if, Rabosai. If it's a what?
Thin batter.
If it's a thin batter. Because then the entire issue is only rabbinic in the first place. And now you're doing a shinoi on top of that. Even Rebbe will subscribe to that. Okay? Now, what happens, one second, what happens, this might be your question, tell me, be honest. Okay. What happens if there is no Seder? What happens if, this is my first time in the kitchen, I don't usually have a normal way of doing things. So, t'machalikis ha-paiskim. Some paiskim will say, sorry, if you don't have a normal way of doing things, so then it's not a shino. Other paiskim say, follow what it says on the box. How does it say? What's the normal way to do things? Do the opposite. And then the other place can say, you do the opposite of what it says. You follow the way of the Gemara. Meaning if the Gemara says, you put the, if I remember correctly, the Gemara says, you put the water in first, is the normal way, and then the next thing, which I think, by the way, Bizman Hazeh is the opposite. Yeah. That's So then you would do the then you would use that as the shina. But I think most of the time, first of all, most people that are using this are usually the women, and they usually have normal ways of doing this.
Yeah, you're not.
We'll talk about it. Everybody said baking is classic Lisha. This has nothing to do with baking. Baby cereals, oatmeal, egg salad, tuna, all this. We're gonna get to it, everybody. So we're gonna get to it. When does it not come up on Shabbos? Yeah. That's right. We gotta build up the background to get to the Lamaisa. So Rabbi Isai, but if you're going to have a thick mass, you're going to have a thick batter, you're not going to have a thin batter, so what's going to be my issue? How would you classify my issue? If I would be Mishan and my Seder, I'm in an area of Doraisa, and then it could be I'm going to make sure that I mix it in an indirect matter, which we didn't yet speak about, but I just went against the Trumas Hadeshin. I went against the Psak of Rebbe, and the Trumas Hadeshin says we should be Choshish for Rebbe. Now, Rabbi Isai, keep in mind, I just told you before, Rov Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? And this is very important. And that's why you have to differentiate between normal Shabbos, normal practice, and extreme situations. And situations where you don't have options. Halacha doesn't always say, this is us, sir, that's it, get out of my face. Halacha says, halacha takes a lot into account. So the lechatchila is to paskin the way I just told you, that when you have a thick batter, you're choshish for Rebbe, and therefore you don't have an option in such a situation. Okay? However, because most of the Rishonim do not paskin like Rebbe, and paskin that the Malacha is really at what point in time? At the kneading, at the Gibel. So, many of the poskim point out that if you have a situation that you have a zakin, or you have young kids, and I'm prefacing this, that don't have other things to eat, and it's a shas adchak, it's a case of necessity, so then what? We'll follow the ikar adin. So even when it comes to a thick batter, then we will follow Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and we will allow for a shinoi at that stage. Now, the critical question is, and by the way, when you do that, you should also try to be Mishana the Seder also, as the post can point out that it doesn't hurt to even be Mishana the Seder when you're in the Eset Tzorech and you're relying on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda as well. So now the critical question is, we spoke about the shinoi that works in Rebbe Shita by a thin batter. So what is the shinoi that's going to be applicable to a thin batter? And in those cases of necessities when we're going to use a thick batter, what is going to be the shinoi what in stage number two? In stage number two, that is going to be a shinoi at the time of the Gibel process. Everyone with me? Questions? You had a question, Weshla. I answered it. Okay? Yeah.
I don't know if it applies specifically to this one, but somebody once told me that if you take a medicine and...
We're going to talk about medicines another time. Okay. Not doesn't apply at all. No. Rabbi Yisai, that's more token. We'll talk about it.
No, I mean like corn water.
What?
A
tablet?
No,
doesn't apply. We'll talk about it in a second. According to what he's saying, you guys should not be able to make chocolate milk on Shabbos. You want to go with him?
No. I like chocolate.
Sorry.
Milk.
Yeah, no. We can talk. It's a good question. We'll talk about it. So, but I'm saying your question not just medicine. It's the same thing as any powder. Or coffee is a little less powder. But yeah, we'll get to there in a second. So everybody say, what is a shinoi at the time of Gibel? What's a good shinoi? So the Gemara says the following shinoi.
Cross your hands.
No crossing your hands.
Other hand, if you're ready, you
should. No. That is a very, very big misnomer in Hilchos Shabbos. If I walk up to the light bulb and I'm a righty and I use my left hand, that is not a good shinoi. Even though he's right that the Gemara does say such a shinoi when it comes to which malacha or bosai?
Writing.
Ksiva. Why do you think that there's a distinction between those two?
Because I can't write with my left hand.
Exactly. It means writing is really based on which one you write out of. What's the Raya or Bosai? This morning, Tefillin. That's really going to be good penmanship. That's going to be, I could barely write when it comes to my left. That's going to be a serious shinoi. When I walk over to turn on the lights, or when I do something just because I use my left hand, and I'm not, you know, a lot of people think like this, but it's a mistake. Left hand is not an automatic shinoi. It depends on the malacha, and most of the malachas it's not going to help for.
You need with your elbows, the back of the hand.
Yeah, so if you need with your elbows, that's a great shinoi, but like, good luck with that. Yeah.
I think most people go right with their weak hand, at least two letters, pretty well.
Yeah, so, but it's going to be significantly different. So it is, you could definitely see the shinoi. It's a good point. But Chazal obviously saw there was a significant amount of difference for the writing from the right and the left. That would be a good shinoi. Now, if a person is ambidextrous and a person has kochos in both, or you know could easily write in both, then you're right. The shinoi wouldn't help. Chol Moed.
I said writing a chol Moed.
Yeah. You shouldn't write.
Can you do with utensils?
We'll talk about chol Moed another year, everybody. Say. Got a lot to do. A guy was talking to me. He said, "I don't remember who was I talking to." So I said, "Cholamoy."
Always nervous.
Oh no! I was talking to a chassan. I said, "You know, you're getting married. You know, shavu brachos is just the din of shavu brachos. You know, it's cholamoy." you know, it's a din of a regel, it's a gemara in ksubis.
Yes,
so I said, you know, the iser malacha of chol moed applies. So the response was, I don't keep malachas chol moed.
Whoa. Is there a mishnah about, like, if you don't keep, like, a chol moed?
About the fact that churban based on midrash is because of, yeah, exactly.
Vazas
hamoedos, yeah, exactly. Yerushalmi.
Can you knead with utensils, like using two spoons?
Oh, so let's not two spoons, no. So let's. You could use your toes, yeah. Listen, I'm a nicer guy than you guys. I want to get something a little more helpful. And frankly, I don't want you to make my salads with your toes. So let me. You have a suggestion?
No, thank you.
So Rabbi Isai, the Gemara says a much better shinoi. Shesi ve'eriv. Who knows what shesi ve'eriv is? Naftali, help me out here. What's shesi ve'eriv? Who sews over here?
Edward's embarrassed right
there. Shesi ve'eriv. This way and that way, crisscross. Okay, that's shesi ve'eriv, okay? So the Gemara says if you mix... What? You heard of that before?
I was in Israel, so someone told me if I want to mix my hummus with something, I have to go weirdly.
Your hummus? Oh, your hummus.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So if you mix it in a crisscross manner... So the Gemara says that's a good shinoi.
For
so listen, I'm not done, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not done. Like this, okay? Says the Chazon Ish, and listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai, because this might nullify the shinoi I just said. Says the Chazon Ish, that's good. The Gemara, it's on the books, Shesi Ve'erev is a good shinoi. But says the Chazon Ish, think about this. I'm going like this. Exactly, Jojo. Good. Sech the Chazon Ish. If you're going like this, you're going like this, you're going like this, you're going like this. What are you basically doing?
Neither.
You're doing this. That's not a good Shina. That's not what the Gemara says. Zoch the Chazon Ish. When you do Shesi Ve'erev, when you're mixing with a Shinoi, you know what you have to do? You have to pull out your spoon on every direction. It means you go like this, up. You go like this, up. You go like this, up. That is Shesi Ve'erev. That would be a good shinoi. But if a guy just says, you know what, I'm going to do Shesi Ve'erev like this, people mess this up. So Jojo's right. So basically, you're just doing this.
Or he's going to do
that. That's not... Exactly. You're basically accomplishing the same thing. Says the Chazon Ish, that was not what the Gemara is intended to have a shinoi at time of Lisha. Now again, Rabbi Yisai... Still, it's still phenomenal, the fact that Gemara is giving us eitzes over here when it comes to this malacha to actually have a shinoi. What else is a good shinoi? What else is a good shinoi? What else is a good shinoi?
Using a different
utensil. What?
Using a different
utensil. So, the Gemara says you can use your hand. If you take it,
you always use your hand.
In my kitchen, we use spoons.
No,
I'm saying, I'm talking.
Fish, do you use your
hand? Well, yeah, exactly. I'm saying, when you mix these things up, or you mix salads, you mix. Okay?
I'm thinking dough, yeah.
Yeah, dough, you might use your hands. Fine, good. So use your hands. So I always make the chiluk the following, like this. So the Chazon Ish also had a chumrah when it came to this shinoi. Sounds like a great eitzah, everybody say. Sounds like a great eitzah. Says the Chazon Ish, you're not allowed to use a kli. If you want to use the shinoi of the yad, then you got to use the shinoi of the yad. So therefore, the Chazon Ish, excellent, Jojo. Wow, your mom's like, are you the Chazon Ish? What's going on over here? So the Chazon Ish, an example of a kli here is to put on the gloves. So this is, whenever I say this over to yeshiva guys, there's a distinction between yeshiva guys and women in my shul whenever I say this over. Whenever I say this over to yeshiva guys, I say, Chazon Ish says, gloves also a kli. So the guys that are just like, okay, who cares? You know, shut my hand. When I say it to the woman, they're just like, oh, we lost it. You know, it's not a shinoi.
You're not allowed to use a kli.
He
says,
What? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That would be a kli.
Why? Is it
Chazon Ish? That's the Chazon Ish. That's the Chazon Ish. It's not shinoi.
Why did gloves count as a kli?
Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, for you guys, you might have options over here, but we don't have so many options, Rabbi Yisai. And we're pretty much diminishing a lot of the options. So came along Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe saved the day over here. And this is what a lot of people rely on
for a shinoi at this time of Gibla. Came along with Moshe Feinstein and he said, you know what a good shinoi is? Using the back of the spoon. The back of the spoon means the handle. Okay? The back of the spoon does not mean the other side of the spoon. It means
upside
the handle.
Down.
Upside down. Right? Was that what you understood me to say?
Yeah.
No.
You thought it was the back, right?
The back.
Yeah,
yeah.
It means the opposite
using the
side
upside,
of the spoon.
Using a spoon upside.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's a sugya like this in Yeridea. You'll learn it in Mitzvah Shem when you guys go to Smicha. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about, and the Rishonim talk about what happens if you have a spoon, and the spoon became treif.
That's weird.
Everybody say you put the spoon became treif, and then I put the handle inside. Cham mikzas cham kulam. You say that that's going to treif up the pot. The fact that I have the other side of the handle into the susu. Stay tuned, Mitzvah Shem, coming attractions. So the problem with this Rav Moshe Rabbeisai is that it's not said in the Gemara. And you'll tell me that, okay, it's not a big deal, but Rav Moshe said, he looked at the Gemara, and he figured out what would also count as a significant shinoi that would work for this type of halacha. The problem is, there is a certain halacha that this very shinoi was said. Does anyone know where? Teichin. Using the back and the handle to cut. So some of the Paiskim, Taina against Rav Moshe, if this was actually a good shinoi for Lisha, so it would have said it also by Lisha, just like it did by Teichin. But Afal Pichin Rav Isai, Rav Moshe holds of it, and many of the Paiskim allow for this. So when you're going to be mixing, whether in an Eis HaTzairech, or in a liquid batter, a liquid batter, Ben. He came. A liquid batter where there is something there and you need to mix it. What are you talking about? Jeremy, you want to explain it to him? You want to teach him how to cook? That's not a liquid batter! No, it's not!
Ben. Go outside. So then what? Rabbi Isai, then you got to use one of these shinois, and many people will use the back or any one of the other shinois that will work. Another option that the post can talk about is taking a Tupperware and just shaking it. That would also be good. So those are going to be very relevant. We have to talk about his question about powder, about chocolate milk, about those types of items, and we still have to talk about a few different elements of where the malacha will be applicable, and then we'll bring it down to halacha lemaisa applications when we finish the halacha. The malacha, Rabbi Isai, Max is going to.